You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get going here around the NFL in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'll start with this just because it's something that was very interesting to see after the Kansas City Chiefs are actually in the midst of them losing the game to the Chargers on Sunday, ending their opportunity to go to the playoffs and making it so for the first time since 2014 they will not be in the postseason. Patrick Mahomes obviously tore his ACL during that game. However, we found out yesterday that, one, he has undergone a successful surgery today for ACL, to repair the ACL, but also the LCL that was hurt. He didn't hit the full trifecta, at least not to my knowledge, of ACL, LCL, MCL, of those ligaments in your knee. But that's a secondary one, and we were kind of talking about yesterday a little bit about what this might mean for the Chiefs as they hit this transitionary period. Obviously, the team is going to look different next year. It was always going to look different. Now we got talk of Travis Kelce maybe possibly retiring, his brother having to talk about it on Monday Night Football's broadcast, their countdown about what you think he might do. And now you're dealing with the Patrick Mahomes not just returning from ACL, but also LCL. So, like, there's a stabilization effect of both of those. And I, the question I asked you, I'll kind of pose it again now with more information. Does this at all, do you all at all have any concerns or any worries that Patrick Mahomes will come back and he won't have that same mobility and, you know, magic of being able to create outside of the structure of plays? Because that's one of the things that made him a crowd.
Well, I still feel when he is fully back, and that's the key thing now when you talk about ACL and MCL, when he's fully back, I still think he's going to be the same guy. He's going to do the same things. May, you know, marginally one way or the other. Well, marginally worse maybe, but I don't think it's going to change him or his style too much. That's where he makes most of his plays. That's how he makes a lot of plays. But the interesting thing to me is I was trying to find it a second ago as we were talking, but there was a moment about 20 minutes ago when I saw back-to-back tweets, one from Adam Schefter. Reporting that or saying that you know, Patrick Mahomes after surgery is hell bent on being available for the start of the 2026 season.
I'm sure.
The very next tweet was one of those orthopedic surgeons that I follow, and that's why I was looking for it because I can't remember his name, who said, with news of the ACL and MCL, it's highly probable that he won't be a full go until 2027. So literally back-to-back tweets, oh, he's hell bent on coming back next year. And then the orthopedic surgeon saying, wait a minute, this is a lot worse. So that's why I say when he's fully back, like next year, if he pushes it, he might make the field, you know, but what kind of player is he going to be?
Yeah, and I think that all of this makes it even more interesting as much as I think a lot of us are probably like, we're at a place where we're like, Kansas City, we don't want to worry about them. They're not in the playoffs. That's still, I think when it comes to the NFL, you still start when you look at who are teams that could be dangerous or obviously contenders, you start with the quarterback. and what you have in the quarterback, Mahomes is typically a known commodity. I think this knee injury makes it not quite as known. Not that he won't return.
Sure.
Tom Brady has talked about this. Now, of course, I think he had conversations about this before we knew that the LCL was also involved with the ACL tear here. But he was like, I returned from an ACL around the same time. And obviously, you know, he will be fine. He will return this, or he will attack this with the same dogged nature, the same, you know, competitive mentality that he does his work normally, and he'll be fine. I'm not saying that it's impossible now that there's a different ligament. I'm sure that he'll return, but I just always have the, I'm interested in how does that change the game, because we know that these things change the game, whether it's confidence-wise or, you know, strength or whatever, particularly when it's a couple of things. It has to do with, you know, being able to have that stability, and he trades on those knees when he gets out of the pocket.
Yes, he does, and I also still believe what I mentioned yesterday. From an organizational standpoint, I think you have to make some big decisions, some tough decisions on, you know, what are we really going to be next year? Whether he's back in September or November, you know, what are we really going to be? What are our realistic expectations? And maybe adjust how you're putting the team together accordingly.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing to watch for Brett Veach this offseason. I think Andy Reid as well. We talked about it. It was a question, actually, that I brought up is, does it maybe feel like Andy Reid's game plan and his style might be getting a little stale? It's a question. I don't think it's a given answer necessarily that that's definitely the case, but how do they go about, you know, making adjustments? Because it's clear that there's going to be needing some in Kansas City, and that'll be the determinant whether Kansas City is indeed dead, as some of the conversation points have been, or if they find a way to rejuvenate themselves and they're again a team to be contended with next season. A team that I don't know how I feel about being contended with, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They get a victory on Monday Night Football last night, in a game where I was very happy to know that the Rockets were playing and I could turn my attention there.
Boy, you and me both.
Whoo, boy, 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 boy. That was a 28-15 game that even with a 13-point victory did not feel like that was the case. It was 28-3. It was 28-3. But early on, because coming into this game, what I was actually interested in is seeing I actually wanted to see the Dolphins' offense, and it was more about the run game. Have you noticed this thing that Mike McDaniel is doing where He's reinvented the run game, at least in the way that they do it, but it's possible that he is doing some things that are going to be copied around the league, because he's doing some funky things to get different looks out of the backfield for his running backs, and he has talented guys, and they're making plays. Early on in this game, you saw them run the football pretty well. The problem is, Tua Tagovailoa is cooked, brother.
He's done, and what's his contract? I think his cap hit next year is $50-plus million?
I gotta look at it, but it's
his cap hit.
I'm pretty sure that they are beholden to him at least one more season before they make
off
a decision.
The charts next year, so they're kind of handcuffed there. But they were cooked, and Aaron Rodgers, man, I mean, 85% completions, I believe, something like that.
You know how in football timing is everything. You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They handled this really well, and one of the things I loved was getting Jonnu Smith the ball, handing the ball to him. That felt very much like, oh, you got all the fun run game stuff happening. Arthur Smith, I got something over here.
Yeah,
I don't know if that made me any more confident about the Steelers. How do you feel about the Steelers right now? Because, again, they continue to contend for what will be that fourth spot in the AFC as the fourth division winner, because it's either them or the Ravens right now.
I'm with you 100%. I don't quite know what to make of them, how big a threat they are. I you know, every once in a while you look at them and you're like, you know, we left them for dead 2 weeks ago, didn't we? And now all of a sudden you're like, well, he's threading some balls. In fact, they just showed one that he threaded that was incredible. So as long as you have Aaron Rodgers and he's protected, you kind of don't know how they're going to end up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do. This game very much made me feel like I think that not only is Mike McDaniel going to remain with that team, I think he has an opportunity to be successful. Call me crazy, which I'm calling myself crazy, to be fair. I think that this, you could very much make the case, and I was thinking this earlier on when the noise was getting really loud on him, that he gets saddled with Tua Tagovailoa, and that makes this really hard.
That's the thing.
You could see it. Mm-hmm. The first interception, it's drawn up well. The play goes well. Mm-hmm. There's an open guy, and Tua can't make the pass. What is that, 25, 30 yards downfield without cocking back and still being very short on the pass? It's like, how do you build an offense when the coordinator has entirely reinvented the run, gives him about as open a pass as you can, and he just can't make them?
Yeah. No, they are in deep trouble in Miami just because of the quarterback alone.
That is to say, if anybody was waiting on Mike McDaniel to come free to be the offense coordinator, I don't think that's going to happen. That was my large take on that. How did you feel about this as we continue around the NFL? Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, a team that the Texans just beat 40-20 this Sunday. He was asked about his job security. You were talked about it last week. It feels like he is donezo.
Mm-hmm.
The 42-year-old basically said, you know, he was asked what his pitch was, and he's like, there is no pitch. He said, I believe in myself. I believe in our team. We are at a dip right now. We're going through some adversity, but I do believe in us, and we will get out of the dip, close quote.
He also was asked about, have you spoken with ownership about, the situation with the team right now? Just every day. He goes every day. So I don't feel like it's going to end well for him. In part, it's personnel as much as anything, and quarterback. Obviously Kyler Murray's gone. So I think when you make that kind of change, you make the change at head coach too.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could easily see it. It just feels like that's gone way too far over there. It's there's not been any fruitful movement in the 3 years he's been there. And the big thing that I feel like is an indictment of Jonathan Gannon there is there's not an identity to be pointed to.
That's a good point. And also his personality, I think. It's not like he's a jerk to everybody, but I don't think he's a captivating personality. And I don't know if it translates into the locker room or not. And if you're going to be struggling and you're going to have hope and you're going to say that, I believe we're in a good place, it better be able to be sold to the ownership. And I don't know where they stand with that.
Yeah. So I was looking at that and I was like, hey, I don't think that the Texans, well, if we want to posit as such, we can, or like basically capping out his tenure there. It felt like the hay was in the barn there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be another part of that. I don't know if that's something that people aspire to, but yeah, man, seeing dudes get canned because your team whoops them, that's got to be something worth something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, as we continue around the NFL, I want to take you to one, Justin James Watt. After the I believe after his game that he called this weekend, he was obviously talking to the NFL on TV, NFL on CBS, and he was asked, with all the Phillip Rivers stuff that's happening, you think you got any more plays than you, big dog?
Could you go out today and play a game?
I could. Especially a third down situational pass rusher, absolutely. Now, tomorrow would be hell. Tomorrow would be hell. But I could do it. I don't know how great I'd be. I still run and do sprints. I still work out, so I could do it.
A full game? No subs? All three downs?
I mean, no, not all three downs, full game. 65 plays would put me into the ground, brother. I'd be down for the count. No, you want me to come in for 20 pass rush snaps right now? Absolutely. I'll give you a sack, no question.
Okay, so the two parts to this. The first part, I wasn't even bothered by it because, like, what are you going to do? Can you still play? Sure. And, you know, it's just a conversation.
But also, JJ seems like he takes all these things seriously. He's not just saying things.
Yeah.
I think he believes that, and he knows that. He talks about the work.
So I had no problem. I mean, you are asked directly. You're JJ Watt. You're asked directly, do you think you can still play? Sure, I could do this, this, and this. It's that second part that I was like, why, JJ, why? Because everybody's going to start.
That's right.
You know, everybody's going to start with their business. When he said, I could give you 20 snaps, like he thought about it, I could give you 20 snaps and I'll get you a sack for sure. I went, oh, JJ.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.